Recorded Books and RB Digital present Ghost River by John Coon. Narrated by Chris Henry Coffey. Chapter 1.
0900 hours.
Chattahoochee River Interstate Bridge, Florida Panhandle. February. Cold and windy. The first things Gabe Jones felt as he submerged were the lower body squeeze of the Viking dry suit and the chill. He added air from the suit's chest valve until he was comfortable. Then he paused for his pre-dive prayer, a lifetime habit, and pulled his way down the buoy line. He adjusted the airflow to the Yaga full-face dive mask as he descended. The first few feet of tannic brown river water were full of debris and trash, reducing visibility to mere inches. Gabe took two slow, deep breaths, forcing himself to relax, cleared his ears by putting his tongue on the roof of his mouth and swallowing hard, and thought, "Charlie, why?" As he descended, the current increased. Gabe wrapped a leg around the line to steady himself and continue his drop. Soon he was fighting to hang onto the buoy line with both hands. The current grabbed his umbilical, the air hose, communications wire, and safety line bundle that was his lifeline to the surface. The umbilical's drag was nearly enough to pull him off the buoy line. This is insane. And after years as an oil field diver and then underwater criminal investigator, Gabe understood insanity more than most. He focused and pulled himself down the line. Trooper Charlie Evans, Gabe's partner, had gone missing yesterday. He had been searching for a teenage girl reported to have jumped off or been thrown from the Chattahoochee River Bridge. Her parents had begged, no, demanded the team to find out what had happened to their daughter, Mickey. Charlie should have waited. The team's SOPs, standard operating procedures, specifically stated he should not have gone into the water without the rest of the dive team. But the grief-stricken parents didn't want him to wait. Gabe could only assume Charlie had asked himself the same question Gabe often asks. What would he do if the missing girl were one of his own kids? No question. Charlie had called Captain Brady, got permission to dive, and unpacked his dive gear. Charlie made the dive alone, in scuba, with no safety lines or umbilical, in the hope of finding the answer. Was the girl really there? Or had something else happened to her? No answers. And now Charlie was lost along with the girl. February was the absolute worst time to dive the river. Snow melt from the Blue Ridge Mountains in northeast Georgia dropped the water temperature into the 40s. Days of hard rains in Atlanta raised the water level 10 feet and the current ripped. Trash and trees roared downstream, ready to crush or snag anything they touched. Only for your best friend would you risk this kind of dive. Gabe had been Charlie's instructor and mentor, best man at his wedding, godfather to both kids. It was like losing a younger brother. But Gabe had learned from and respected Charlie as well. Always a loner, Gabe admired Charlie for his outgoing nature and willingness to grab life by the horns. Thoroughly committed to family and faith, Charlie was always Marine Corps positive. Go for it and kick butt. Except this time. Too much time had passed, and there was only one possible outcome. Find Charlie's body. Give Carol and the kids closure. Help them through the pain. Almost on bottom, Gabe brought his arm around the buoy line and held his wrist computer up against the dive mask faceplate. The white luminescent display showed the depth of 62 feet. Even in his dry suit and fleece underwear, he was so cold he felt numb. His fins found bottom, and he dropped to his knees. The current pushed him downstream and slammed him into a twisted mass of steel beams, rebar, and concrete. He winced, grunted, and struggled to move, but he was pinned. He caught his breath and shouted into the face mask comm, "Jim, current's got me. Pick up the slack and hold it so I can pull myself out." On the surface, Jim Phillips, his dive tender for the past 5 years, replied, "Roger that, picking up slack. Tell me when to stop." Gabe felt the umbilical go taut and used it to pull himself forward. He crawled up
Sample complete. Ready to continue?